Good morning. Sorry for the delay. We have two mitzvahs during this chag. There's the sukkah and the dal minim. When you think about it, and you look at the gedorim of the halacha, you realize that these mitzvahs are in a certain way, they're opposites. Right? What's the halacha of lulav, the basic mitzvahs? The tilas lulav. You have to be able to hold it. It's too heavy to hold. It's like it's a boulder. You can't hold it. It's nishken mitzvah. You have to be magbia, right? The sukkah holds you. It's a machzik rosho verubo v'shulchano. A dalad minim, right, you need to own. L'kachtem lachem mishalachem. Sukkah, ruin kol yisol, leishev b'sukkah achas. I'd say even on the first day, even when the first night, when it's a chiyuv, right? You don't have to own your sukkah, right? It's not yours. And you know, there's a interesting duality regarding these two mitzvahs, also vis-a-vis the lingering theme that there is. We spoke about this a little bit on Shabbos. There's a lingering theme still from Yom Kippur that carries through till Hoshana Rabbah, And this also plays out vis-a-vis our being vindicated against the kitrugim of the Umas Ha'olam. So you compare and contrast what it says in the Medrash in Parshas Emor. We quoted this on Shabbos, that we don't know who won the din during the Yomim Noroim, but when Am Yisrael's Yotzev, Uvem, Be'estrogeim, they know that Am Yisrael won, right? That's one version of how Chazal talk about that, as it were, we outperform them, we're holding this thing, we hold something that they don't hold. All right, but there's another version of this, regarding the future. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, right at the beginning, Beis, Daf Gimel, right, that L'Asi Lavo, the Goyim are going to say, T'lonanu Meirosh V'Na'asena, right, give us a mitzvah also. And Reb Rosham says, I have a mitzvah kala, and it's called sukkah. Why is it called mitzvah kala? Rashi says, Ein bach yisaron kis. Time has changed. Right? Once upon a time, that wasn't supposed to cost money. Right? Ein bach yisaron kis. And so everyone makes a sukkah, Barosh Gago, and the goyim go in there, and Akosho just makes it hot like Tammuz. Right? Gives summer weather, they can't take it, and they kick the sukkah on the way out. And the Gemara says, but they're right, they're potter, but starts potter in a sukkah. Says, yeah, but you don't got a kick. Right? So it's very interesting, lulav is the pshat, we hold lulav, and they don't. Sukkah, we attempt to put them in the sukkah, they can't handle the sukkah. It's a very interesting, contrast of how these two mitzvahs show how we outperform the goy, but lulav esuk mamish outperformance. Literally, we hold the dal minim and they don't. Right? Sukkah is you try sukkah and it doesn't work out for them. Now, how do we understand the differing natures of these two mitzvahs that share the same chag? Right? So the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim in the chelik of the Tamei Mitzvah says something very interesting. Another contrast between sukkah and dal minim. He says sukkah, Kayadua is zecher for the midbar. That we're, whether it's Sukkos Mamish or Anon Yaakovid, what are Dalad Minim for? Says the Rambam. Dalad Minim are keneged our knisa to Eretz Yisrael. That, because it's vegetation, these things grow. The lulav, the esrog, the hadasim, the aravis. The Akosh took us out from Eretz Midbar Vitzia, a place where nothing grows, to a wonderful place, Eretz Zavas Chaldov, where things grow. And he says the Rambam, and kachu amida, that's why we have these two mitzvahs together. You should remember the hard times during the good times, and the good times during the hard times. Right? So the dal minim is connected to Eretz Yisrael, where hamenucha v'anachla, and the sukkah is connected to midbar. You're supposed to remember the bad times together with the good times. Right? To go a little bit deeper, right? There's two types of events in life. Everything is either one of these two categories. The things that you can handle and the things that you can't. Right? And that's the idea. It's that expression, can handle, is so apropos. It's so the right thing. It's biyodcha. You've got the situation under control. Right? in Eretz Yisrael, you know, you might ask a question. You know, there's a tremendous simcha that we came to Eretz Yisrael. So aside from, that it's Hamokam Asher Yivchar Hashem, Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba, but why were the Jews happier in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the Midbar, where they were constantly complaining at least 10 times? Right? In Eretz Yisrael, no one, you had to go to work. In Eretz Yisrael, no one did your laundry for you. The Anan did your laundry for you. In Eretz Yisrael, you had to buy new clothes. You know, in the Midbar, the clothes grew with you. Right? The fashion industry must have gone broke. Right? It was like, right, people wore the same things for 40 years. Right? They should have been happy, a lot happier in the Midbar than in Eretz Yisrael. Because the pshat is like this, as the pasuk says, "Vayancha v'arvecha v'achilcha asamon asher lo yadata v'lo yadun avosecha." You know what the problem, the issue of the Midbar was? The whole hanhaga was above das. Just people, even though on paper they had it good, they never had it so good in Eretz Yisrael. But the problem is, you have to be able to appreciate, and in order to appreciate, you need to understand. You have to see cause and effect and get your wrap your head around it, as they say. The man was great. Tasted like whatever you wanted to taste like. And it's called Vayancha Vayarivecha because Asher Lo Yadata. Right? It's something that you just didn't understand. Right? It came out of nowhere. My Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik V'kar Shivracha, pointed out that everyone knows the famous Chazal, Emes. It's a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Devarim. Aleph, beginning. Men, middle, tough. Sof. Right? You see the whole picture, you get your hand around it, you see the cause and effect from beginning to end. Mireisha ad Gemira. What's Emuna? Aleph, Mem, Nun. Right? So, I mean, you know that you could trust God because he's got a track record looking back, Aleph. And you trust him up to the present. You have a problem. What's going to be tomorrow? So it stops at Mem, Nun in the middle. Right? And that's where you need Emuna that you have to give, to Rebbe Shalom based on his track record of always taking care of you. Give him credit, he'll take care of you moving forward. Emuna is perfectly rational. It's based on a track record, but you need to employ it for moving forward. What's Mun? Comes out of nowhere. Can't see where it came from, right? And you can't see any reason why there should be Mun again tomorrow. That's what I present by Mamash Diosis, Memnun. Comes out of nowhere. It's just here in the present. Can't see where it came from. Can't see any reason why it should continue. That was the whole hanhoga of the Midbar. It was above Das. Right? It was above Das. Right? The hanhoga in Eretz Yisrael was Bid Das. Right? You're going to go work, and you're going to, But everything is like in a mahalach that you could understand and appreciate and be comfortable with because you understand it. You get your head around it. And that's what's called to know something is to be able to appreciate it. When anhoga is above your das, right? That's you can't appreciate it, no matter how good you may have it on paper. And that explains the contrast between the halachas of the dalet minim and the halachas of lulav, right? Lulav, you hold it. You've got a grip on the situation. You own it, right? Lekachtem lachem, mishel lachem, it's yours. You have a kinyan, you've got this. You've got this, right? It's it. It's biyodcha. Right? The whole thing is grasp. Sukkah is connected when the hanhoga is bigger than you are, right? It holds you. Right? When the situation is over your head, you're not in control. You have to just put yourself in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So now you can understand that that our competition with the goyim, we're being nidon on two things, on life's two events, right? The things that we can do and the things that we can't do. How much bitochen do you have, right? For the situations that are out of your control, there is an avoda. It's a real avoda. It's the avoda of bitochen. Right? The Ramchal writes in the Das Tvunis, towards the end of the Sefer, right, that the Indian of Tzadik Viralo, right, it's not that Akash was mysteriously cruel to a poor, to a Tzadik, the Chas V'Shom. Akash would never do Ovel. But our situation in this world is all about mission. We're here, Hayom La'asosam. It's Mochar L'Kabel Skar. Skar Mitzvah B'Hayam Aleka. The Tzadik Viralo has the Avod of Bitochen. you know, he's put into all these situations that he doesn't understand, and his avodas bitochen. And without getting into all the mechanics of it, bitochen is real work. When you accept the dinim, and you accept them, that it must be letov. It actually turns the dinim into chasodim. There's a big tikkun. Bitochen is real work. It's a different type of work. It's the work that you do when the situation's over your head, and that's the mission of the tzaddik v'ralo, as opposed to the tzaddik v'tovlo. He has a different mission. Now, as much as we just explained it lucidly, you'll still have tainus. Why couldn't I be the tzaddik v'tovlo? Why did I have to be created the tzaddik v'ralo? So it just may not take away the emotional, you know, pain of being a tzaddik v'ralo, but at least you explain that chas v'shalom, HaKadosh doesn't do ovel chas v'shalom. They have different jobs, right? Right, there's the avod of bitochen, there's the avod of can do. The tzaddik v'tovlo does. Right? So the lulav v'esrog represents, you know, what we can do, and that's what it means. On the first day of Sukkot, we outperform the goyim. That our can do, we do more than they, and that's we have lulavim v'esrogim b'yedeihem. Right, we have in our hands ma'ase yadayim. We have mitzvahs that they don't have. Right. And it's a justification of our can-do. And like we mentioned on Shabbos, you know, the Arba Minim are connected to Tzel Ma'odam. We do more. We're better people vis-a-vis, you know, what we can do. Sukkah is a different type of test. The sukkah is the test of bitochen. Right? And that's why, you know, the goyim go into the sukkah. Let's see how you know, we're going to put you in this situation that's over your head. That all of a sudden it's unseasonably hot. And you don't understand where that's coming from. And especially after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go sit there. How do you respond? And they respond with kicking, right? They reject it. They don't like being out of control. They don't like being out of control, right? And that's the two things that the Gemara says that the goyim have a taina on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klum kafisa leinu har kegigas. Listen, you know, the Jewish people, you forced them into the Torah. What's the big deal? But the truth is, when it was Kafle Markis and the situation was over our head, Am Yisrael still accepted the Torah with love, right? It wasn't under duress. They're willing to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Goyim do not like when the situation is over their head and out of their control. And these are the two avodas of the Adam in the course of his life. There are things that you can do and the things that you can't do, right? And we're nidon on both. How do we... Do we do as much as we can? That's the lulav and esrog. And when we can't do, do we react with the proper yiddish of bitochen? And that's the end of sukkah. And of course, between this, the dal minim and the sukkah, that makes up the whole human experience.